Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. The night of Jummah, the night of Friday, and Allah's grace with His blessings, we are sitting at the beginning of a very blessed month, Muharram. It's the beginning of this great month, and two great nights combined, Allah Ta'ala has gathered us all. Allah has given us the ability to remember Him, to do His dhikr, to remember Him. It's Allah's blessings, it's Allah's grace, it's Allah's generosity. Insan, the human being, if he adopts two things, if he embraces two things, two paths, if he takes hold of two things and he firmly follows this path, then Allah's qurb, Allah's nearness, Allah's love, these paths open up for him. Rather we should understand that any wali of Allah, if we take any wali of Allah, these two paths, these two ways, without adopting these, he didn't become a wali Allah. And no individual, if any individual practices these two things, then he, if he doesn't get wilaya, the rank of the friend of Allah, then it will be very surprising indeed. So every wali of Allah, when he experienced the wilayat, friendship of Allah, it was due to these two ways, two methods. Rather, a person cannot become a friend of Allah, he cannot become a wali of Allah, if he does not implement these two practices always. What ibadah are we referring to? How should it be performed? For this, we don't need any specific preparation or special preparation. Rather, only a person needs to focus his attention, his thoughts, his thinking towards this specific thing. SubhanAllah. Maybe you haven't understood what I've said yet, so I'll explain a bit more detail. This ibadah, worship, practice, it is attained via the mind of a person, via his thought, via his thinking. What's in our brain? Thousands of thoughts, aren't there? Thousands, shop, business, this, that, the other. Example I'll give to you, an example which is a very specific example. This ibadah that we're going to refer to, speak about, it's a great ibadah. And we have to use our minds for all ibadah worship, but especially for this ibadah, we need to utilize our mind. Allah Ta'ala has given us the greatest ibadah. It is the ruh, the soul of all worship actions, without which no ibadah can be complete, which is salah. Salah, which we've just prayed. Yeah? Salah is an action that we have, which is the greatest worship, greatest ibadah. Remember this. How great ibadah is this? You do umrah, hajj. Any person goes for umrah or hajj, if he's performing the pilgrimage, does tawaf, drinks a lot of zamzam water, looks at the Kaaba endlessly, but he doesn't pray one salah. And if his mind goes away from salah, what will he come back with? Tell me. Will he come back with anything? He will have wasted his time. Wasted his time. Go to Mina, Arafat as well, drink Zamzam also, but he doesn't pray any salah. Or will his ibadah, will his pilgrimage, Hajj, Umrah be accepted? Fasting comes, he passes through the month of Ramadan, does everything, but doesn't pray salah. What reward will he get at the end of the day? So in other words, all ibadat, worship, the root, the fountain of all ibadah is what? Salah, prayer. Everything a person attains is due to salah, via salah. And Allah has praised it and defined it that salah is the miraj of the mu'min. It is the miraj of the mu'min, the ascension of the mu'min to his Lord. The journey, what a great word, miraj. When the name of miraj comes, what do we think? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who did he journey to meet? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. He went to meet Allah. This is the meaning of miraj, isn't it? The ascension, the journey to meet Allah. So the mu'min's miraj, a mu'min, when he does miraj, where will a mu'min meet Allah? See, where will he meet Allah? Say it loudly. During salah, via salah. Is there any greater ibadah than this? Now, it's sad to say that we don't take benefit from salah. Now, salah, will it give us wilayah, friendship with Allah? What is the meaning of being the friend of Allah? That Allah's specific and special unique nearness is attained. That's wilayah. That is the wali Allah, the friend of Allah. Every man who has iman is a wali. Allah said in the Quran, every person is my friend, but there are ranks and different stages in the status that Allah bestows. That there's a maqam, the status of the friend. So if we think about friendship with Allah, that every Muslim is a friend of another. Every person is also a friend with Allah. So the friendship of Allah, mashallah, must have some unique rank. And miraj is the friendship with Allah, to meet Allah, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala says that my friendship should be like this for a mu'min with me. Listen to this carefully. Allah says that the basis of friendship with me, the standard, is that my friendship, your link with me, connection, my relationship with you will be such that when you are my friend, when you pray salah, which is the greatest ibadah, and you should pray salah in such a way, how? That as soon as you start to pray salah, then your feeling should be that you are seeing Allah, Allahu Akbar. This is not a story, this is reality. This is what we've been told, it should be like this. Allah Ta'ala says, and this can be, it's a fact. This is how we should be feeling our emotions when we stand for salah. Allahu Akbar. Then the emotion should overtake us that Allah, I am seeing Allah. I am seeing Allah. And Allah's magnificence and wonders we'll see then, won't we? If Allah Ta'ala will show it to us, if we should feel that we are seeing Allah. The second point we stated, okay, let's come one level below. Even that's good. It will be less of a standard. What is that? That if you can't imagine, feel that you are seeing Allah, then at least you should feel that if you can't see Allah, that you can't feel that you're seeing Allah, at least you should have recognition, awareness within you when you're praying salah, that Allah is watching you. Allah is looking at you. Allahu Akbar. Don't take what I'm saying bad. You just prayed salah. You prayed, haven't you? I've prayed as well. Now tell me, think. So for which musallis, as Allah said this, will they come from outside, the people who should feel this? Will they come on hire or rent? No. Whoever Allah Ta'ala is addressing, He's giving tawfiq, He takes us from home, we perform wudu, Allah has given us health, iman, belief, energy, the means, the resources, and Allah Ta'ala lets him go to his home, to his masjid, and he sits in the masjid, then it's lazim, this emotion should come onto each and every one of those people. Otherwise Allah will ask, that I enabled you to pray salah, I allowed you to do all the actions for salah, and your salah, did you feel like you could see me? No. What do you see? Allah, I was running my shop during salah. I was running my business. I was immersed in my thoughts. What's happening here? What's happening there? Why? Why? No, it's for the walis. Well, it's not for us to have this. Imagine the tricks of shaitan. Allah says, every mu'min is my wali. Allahu Akbar. Every mu'min is my wali. Everyone is iman. Allah says, I promise that you are my friend. If you have iman, if you have belief. So if you weren't my friend, then would I invite you to my home? To my house? The masjid? Isn't it? So you are my friend. But I say that if I've made you my friend, then me and you, our friendship should be such that when I invite you to meet me, then shouldn't you see me when you meet me, or shouldn't we see each other? Allah Ta'ala asks. Subhanallah. And when I'm calling you, inviting you to the masjid, for which purpose am I calling you to the masjid? Allah says. Otherwise Allah could have said, pray at home. Corona said, pray at home, didn't it? This was a punishment. Allah says that I called you in the masjid, I don't see the masjid, so you could eat food at home and pray salah. And 6 months, and we were dragged. And how sad a person sits at home and prays. Didn't this happen to us? Yes, we used to dream in the masjid in our dreams. I used to dream about the masjid a few times. I dreamt. Not once, few times in my dream I was praying salah. Tell me, what a big punishment Allah gave to us, isn't it? That we couldn't go to his home, to the masjid. Wasn't it a punishment? Various salahs that I saw in my dream. Oh, I'm stood in Masjid Zakaria and Jama'ah. And it was just a dream. I saw this. I saw dhikr, we sat. What so sad it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a connection He took away from us. 6 months long, we were running around wretched and and lost out, isn't it? And now we're sat in the masjid, we sit, we're thinking, we're achieving something big, we've achieved so much, we're sitting here like we're enemies, we've got masks in front of our faces, our mouths, and we're sat afraid. What is this? Is this adab or not? Tell me. Is this not fair? Until today, this adab has not come on any previous nation. Various unique punishments have come on different nations and tribes. Fire, storms, rain, heavy storms, heavy winds. But this adab has never come, that Allah Ta'ala has presented His ibadah worship in this form, in this appearance. Allahu Akbar. Yes, what should happen? Yes, Allah, for example, we should be stood in a line, shoulder to shoulder, close to each other, feet near each other. That salah, where's that gone? Yes, wasn't that a principle of salah? Straight rows, shoulder to shoulder, and the heel should be in line, feet near to each other. If there's a little bit of space, then shaitan will come in between. And it's not just one shaitan, his friends, his comrades are stood between, behind us, everywhere, next to us. Now here's shaitan, what can we do? We're forced to do this. What are we forced to do? Maut? Death? That will these gaps save us from death? Say subhanAllah, tell me. Eh? These gaps and these conditions, will they save us from death? Yes, we have belief in these principles that a person's afraid of each other, of another person, of a human being. Isn't this the case? Why? Allah Ta'ala said that when I'm inviting you to my home, what have I called you for? Say loudly, for which purpose? Salah, for meeting me. Allah says, to meet me. What's the meaning of salah? To meet Allah. And how does a person meet Allah? When you see each other, look at each other, isn't it? And then when you speak to each other, when you shake each other's hands, musafaha. So when the word meet, introduction, comes in Mi'raj, then our mu'min, this is his status. When Allah calls him to his home, then he should have these feelings and emotions and conditions and physical feelings. The mu'min, when he goes to Allah's house to pray. Isn't this the case? So we need to think about this, ponder of this. I haven't got more wisdom or understanding than you. I'm not an alim, hafiz. All of you are sat alims, hafiz, qaris. Think, am I right or am I wrong what I'm saying? Think, analyze. Think about it, ponder. We come to meet Allah and we're meeting someone else. Subhanallah. It's Allah's home and we are meeting someone else, thinking about somebody else. When I leave here, the angels ask, have you prayed? Salah, prayed. Did you meet Allah? Did you? No. So why did you come? Why did you come then? Allah, tell me, if I die now, if my breath comes out, you know, my soul is pulled out, the ruh, if the ruh is pulled out, then I prayed salah, Allah, I was praying regularly. How many salahs do you pray? Let my life, I prayed this many thousand salah. How many times did you meet me? Allah will ask. Meet you, Allah? Allah says, I told you to meet me. Didn't I tell you, Allah will say? Isn't this the case? So we will realize that we don't take the benefit from salah. Salah is the action, alhamdulillah. That action that the human being immediately becomes a wali Allah when he starts to pray salah. Immediately he becomes a wali Allah. Two things I'm telling you. Two factors. If we adopt these two factors, guarantees coming from behind. What is the guarantee that's coming? The stamp, the seal is applied that you are my friend, Allah says. SubhanAllah. Salah, my friends. Great action, great worship, salah. There's no other path. Okay. We are dhakir, we do dhikr, we're Sufis, tazkiyah, tasawwuf. All of these are sources, resources to correct and improve our salah. Dhikr that me and you do, tasawwuf, the principles of tasawwuf, tazkiyah, reformation, purification, we go to the wali Allah. It's all due to, for one reason we are doing all of this, so that my salah can become such that Allah is watching me, or I am watching Allah, and as Allah is watching me, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the purpose of everything we are doing. Remember this. Revise this. Dhikr is not the objective. Do you understand objective? End point. Aim. Dhikr is not the aim. Dhikr is not the objective. Dhikr is not the purpose. It's the resource. The tool. Dhikr is the tool. It's not the objective. It's not the end point. The end point is something else. Dhikr is the tool, the resource to get to the end point. The objective. What's the maqsad? The maqsad, objective, so I want to pray such a salah that I'm meeting Allah. That's the objective, subhanAllah. And to attain the objective, the resources Allah has given to us, dhikr. Dhikr has the power, energy. If a person embraces dhikr and does dhikr, he will use that resource of dhikr to get to Allah's meeting. We say to do dhikr, the rest, we don't think, I have to pray salah. Have I not prayed salah? Wasn't my salah like? There's no effect when we pray salah, leave the masjid. Have I prayed salah? Or have I just left some rejoicing or some gathering? Isn't this the case? Don't take what I'm saying negatively. I'd like to say something else as well on top of that. If I say after Salah there's a function today, everyone will put full force into the function. Nobody will emphasize on Salah. Am I right or am I wrong? Am I right or wrong? If I say, by the way, after Salah there's a big Qari Sahib's come, mashallah, we've invited him, and this he's with him, and these people are with him. Good thing. Nothing wrong with that. Positive things, good actions, positive actions. And so there will be lots of people for Salah at that time. What are they doing? Oh, I've just prayed Salah. But all of their tawajjuh, attention, focus, energy is towards that function that's after Salah. Yes, on the advert, these people will come, will be focused on the advert and the program. You understand what I'm saying? So in other words, such a big objective of Salah, meeting Allah, has diverted to another objective. If we said that a function was 5 Salah time, all our Salahs would be destroyed. Everybody be thinking, you're thinking the way you think, but I'm just telling you straightforward. Isn't this the case? If that function assembly was to go through the 5 Salah times, our Salah would be diminished. Salah is the objective, is the time to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazing, subhanallah. The time to meet Allah. And another point I'd like to tell you whilst we're on the subject, it's coming to my mind, the points that come, I'd share them with you. Okay, you're not upset, are you? You're not upset or angry, are you? Well, Salah is Salah. When you start to talk about Salah, the heart opens up, the discussion opens up. Look, Allah Ta'ala says, look, your Salah is Salatul Asr has finished, okay? Salatul Asr. But this is not the case. I'd like to tell you a unique point. Every Salah's taste is unique, separate. Unique and separate. What is it called? Salah, common name. Common action. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his human being, he's created, their meeting is beautiful. When the human being comes at Fajr time for Salah and pray Salah, that meeting with Allah is unique and special and separate. Different. Distinguished. Different emotions, different tastes, different feelings. Soon as Fajr Salah ends, you sit and do dhikr. What happens then? Then the next Salah time approaches. Ishraq Salah, Nafal Salah, voluntary Salah. That's what Allah has given us. Nafal Salah. That at least, if you don't meet me all the time, that at least 5 times a day meet me. But those who love me more, who love me, say, Allah, I want to see you all the time. Then here, pray Ishraq, Chash Salah, before Awabin. And that's why Allah has given these Nafal Salah. Those people who don't look, is just the faraid, whose heart is not filled, they want to keep seeing Allah, meeting Allah, subhanAllah. So what's the case now? The person who's prayed Ishraq, wallah billah, those who have taste on their tongue for eating, then the Salah of Fajr, when they continue pray Ishraq Salah, Shuruq, the taste will be different, feelings will be different. Salah name is what? One name. What's it called? Salah, Namaz. I've just prayed Namaz. But the example I'll give you from the dunya, so you understand. Dunya example, a bodily example. The Salah is the food of the soul. Now I'll tell you about the food of our body. Today is summertime. What's the season? Everyone will be eating mangoes. There are apples, but I'll give you the example of mangoes. If you say to me, what have I eaten? I've just eaten some mangoes. Okay. And these mangoes are put in front of you. And the taste of mangoes are different, aren't they? Different mangoes, different brands and species. And you have honey mangoes or chosa mangoes. You'll close your eyes and say, oh, I've tasted this chosa mango or mango, honey mango, this type of mango. And soon as he says that brand, in your mind will come that this should be the taste. Isn't this case? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given each salah a name, Fajr. Fajr Salah should have that unique taste of Fajr Salah. Subhanallah. And with the body, and when Allah has put different tastes for different mango species and brands, so the food of the soul, will there not be different tastes in the salah? Of course there will be. Do you understand the example now? Then, so Allah Ta'ala, in every salah, alhamdulillah, in every salah, Allah has put a different taste. A different taste. Fajr Salah has a unique feeling and taste. Zohr Salah, unique taste and feeling. Asr Salah, Isha. Every Salah of the day has different feelings and taste. And every Salah introduction, meeting with Allah will be unique and different. Allahu Akbar. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So this is Salah. Okay, so now what's the case? The situation, all rank, status, position, stages are acquired from this ibadah. All other ibadah have no value. Even if you go and embrace the Kaaba and touch it, and you don't pray Salah, then the person will be questioned. Will we not pray Salah? We have to pray Salah. So the whole game is based on what? Salah. Salah. Namaz. Why is there so much value in Salah? Because in Salah, the human being, the servant, meets Allah Ta'ala. And shall I tell you the method to meet Allah in Salah? Shall I explain? Shall I explain? Will you implement it? Inshallah. Inshallah. Brothers, we need to think. Pray Salah according to your thoughts and thinking. How? How? Two actions we need to do. Two actions. Which is the way to derive everything. Fantastic actions. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. One is gratefulness, gratitude, and the second is istighfar, asking for forgiveness. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. These two conditions, without these, no wali Allah can become a wali Allah, cannot become the friend of Allah. In this, these two conditions, if they're not present in any person, shukr and istighfar, gratitude and asking for forgiveness. When a person comes to pray salah, and he has to focus on these feelings on each ibadah, every ibadah, when he comes to pray salah, me, I come to pray salah, and after praying salah, I depart. Salah has been fulfilled, fard fulfilled, thawab attained. But the benefit of salah, meeting Allah, if I didn't attain it, I can only attain the meeting, introduction with Allah, due to these two conditioned emotions. When a human being comes to pray salah, and he prays salah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, then salah, whilst he's praying, his whole feeling, body, attention, focus, after salah completes, he needs to ingrain this feeling in his body. We need to bring this, we need to bring it into us, absorb it, feel it. That's why we do dhikr. We need to work hard to create this feeling. But we don't think, we don't work hard, we pray salah, we leave in a hurry. So now we need to work hard, make effort, that when I come to pray salah, I've come to the masjid, the first thing I need to do is to revive this feeling with me via maraqabah, thinking, feelings. I need to totally bring this feeling into my body and mind and say, Allah wasn't capable at all. Such a great place, your home, where your magnificence and wonder is experienced, and I've arrived there, your home. This is reality, it's true. We are ungrateful and we depart from Allah's home ungrateful. Rather than being grateful, we leave ungrateful, because there's no gratitude of Allah within us. Millions of people at this moment in time have Maghrib time, haven't seen the house of Allah, his home. Millions and millions of people who followed the desires. Allah's not saying don't come to my home. Allah's calling, inviting. But the nafs will have trapped them and will have distracted them, diverted them via sins. And during salah time, they couldn't even understood that Allah Ta'ala is calling them to salah. Millions of other people, millions and millions, tens of millions of people, alhamdulillah, who didn't understand the importance of salah. And in comparison to salah, they're doing thousands of other actions. And there are thousands of people, alhamdulillah, who are lying down on their beds ill. And Allah Ta'ala has raised them from their beds and brought them to his home and sat them down for salah. They cannot imagine that Maghrib, I can go to Salatul Maghrib and I'll go and pray in Allah's home. They couldn't even imagine or feel, but Allah Ta'ala allowed them to sit and pray that salah. Isn't this the case? Yes. Look at that. So maqam, the status, say loudly, maqam is shukr, to be grateful. Allah, I'm not capable, and you have seated me in your home. So Allah Ta'ala, you give me such a great reward, that such a great ibadah, you're enabling me to practice this, that there's no greater ibadah than this, Allah. Salah is the greatest ibadah. You are enabling me to do this ibadah, salah, that everywhere in the world I'll be successful in the grave, the resurrection, day of judgment, every stage of life and hereafter. The first envelope that will open will be which deed? Say loudly, salah, namaz. Subhanallah. Am I wrong or am I right? Tell me, my friends. Am I wrong or right? So I come, Allah said, Allahu Akbar, I don't even know Imam Sahab, what rak'ah is he in, what has he recited? Okay, fair enough, nothing wrong with forgetting. Shaitan makes a person forget in the rak'ahs, a person forgets, sometimes you pray more or less, that doesn't matter. Let's put that to the side, because shaitan attacks, he distracts us, happens. We begin a method that two sujda sawf, you get a slap, and you made a mistake, you cry, Allah made a mistake, please forgive me. And I was praying such that, so you do extra two such that, so correction, prostration. So it's a slap on the mouth of shaitan, then he doesn't call. He says, oh look, he's done two more such that, correction such that. Shaitan, he dislikes that. Doesn't like that, okay? So Allah's given us that recompense. But thoughts we need to control. We don't control them. Oh, I've prayed salah. We think we've prayed salah. This is not the case. Pray that salah, that two things we need to attain, two maqams. Listen more in detail. We need to work hard, try, and effort does not go to failure, one day the door will definitely open. Have total yaqeen and believe in this. Allah Rabbul Alameen has said this, that your door will open. If you go to salah, you work hard, you have the right feelings, positive thinking. If first and foremost, if you come to salah and you're grateful to me, that Allah, you have brought me here. And you're grateful that Allah, soon as salah ends, completes, you close your eyes, a tear drops, you say, Allah, so great you are, Allah, you have allowed me to pray salah. How comes I deserve this? I'm giving you a hamd and you're replying to me. Allah Ta'ala replies with that, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Every word Allah replies, hadith, and Mulana is sitting here. Does Allah not reply? That Allah says, that Allah, you allowed me to pray salah. My ears were they dumb at that time? Allah, I prayed and you replied to me. Allah, I wanted to meet you. Allah, my Mawla, Allah, allow me to promote myself. I'm so ashamed, I'm shamed. Allah, I'm so grateful to you. I'm extremely grateful, my Mawla, my Lord. That's what we need to think when we're praying and after salah. That's the maraqbah we do. We have to be grateful. If we are not grateful to Allah, such a great name of Salah, then we will be included in the list of the ungrateful. And if we're grateful, then as I said, that the walaya ranks increase. The walaya stages increase. We're walis, aren't we? The rank increases, the stages increase, the person increase, becomes ghawth kutub due to Salah. Yes, the ghawth doesn't descend from the sky. It's a person like us who comes to pray Salah. He stood with us in the Saf in the road. He eats the same food as everything the same. But he gets the darajat, the ranks, because he's controlled himself. He's controlled his thoughts. His thoughts aren't, hey, X, Y, Z. Rather, he goes to Allah in every thought. He's focusing on every thought. We're thinking of other things. But he's going towards Allah's gratefulness. He's grateful to Allah. Gratitude, Allah, I'm so grateful to you. You've enabled me to pray salah. I know I'm dirty and pure. I'm a criminal. But you've called me. You've allowed me to come to you. I'm praising you. You're replying to my praise of you. Isn't he giving these hadith? Hadith are telling us this. So when a great name Allah you've given to me, salah, I'm grateful to you. Whenever a person is grateful to Allah, then the Quran testifies, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah says that when you are grateful to me, وَلَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will give you more. Is any son of any person, of his mother, who can reject this? No one. It's not me, it's this connection between the servant and his Rabb. Don't start counting. I said there's nothing when Allah has called you, brought you here. You're on the rank of shukr, you're a shakir, you stood in salah, you're in the greatest deed. Then forget the sins, throw them away. We are doing the greatest action Allah has promised. Whatever condition you come and stand in salah, you are grateful to me, is my promise. وَلَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Then when the next time the salah arrives, you'll be higher than this in your status. Forget the sins, throw them to the wayside. Keep your good actions existing. Establish them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't worry about the sins. Carry on doing good actions. Go out, look at a girl, a woman, your eyes go astray, it happens, come back, salah, be grateful. Subhanallah. Allah commit the sins, Allah, you called me back, invited me again, I'm grateful to you, Allah. This is the maqam of shukr, the shakir. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the first lengthy discussion, but we have to do dhikr of this, so I'll explain some other day in depth, inshallah, then you'll enjoy even more. So what do we need to do? We need to be grateful servants of our Lord. Istidal, that we need to be shakir in salah. I'm praying salah, Allah, I've completed salah after salah, dua, then the whole salah should be grateful, Allah. Allahumma lakal hamd. Allahumma lakal hamd. Allahumma lakal hamd. First and foremost, Allah, I'm grateful to you, your karam, your generosity, your mercy, your blessings. Isn't this the case? Yes. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Second point, what does Allah Ta'ala say to us? Look, Allah says, I test you. Two things I told you, isn't it? What's the second thing? Allah, listen carefully to what I'm saying, mashallah, istighfar. Begging for forgiveness is a great action. Now we've been grateful, we've showed gratitude, further thoughts are coming. Allah, you gave me an opportunity, I came to your home, I've done this ibadah, I've worshipped you, but I'll be honest with you, Allah, I'm straight, that I've not fulfilled the haq that I should have fulfilled, Allah, subhanallah, I have not fulfilled the rights of your salah, your worship. Have we fulfilled the rights of salah? No, my Mawla. Look at your prostration and me impure, your tasbih praising Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, great glorification of Allah. The malaika, the angels are doing these tasbihs, Allah, praying to you, and you enable me, give me the capability, but I've not fulfilled the rights of this salah. I am immersed in my sins, drowned in my sins. I cannot understand, I'm mad. I must be mad. I can't even think, how did I pray salah physically? I'm extremely weak in a bad state and I did your ibadah, Allah. I'm sinful, I'm immersed in the sins, Allah. but I'm grateful to you. So what's the maqam? It's elevated due to being a shakir, grateful. So we're doing istighfar to Allah. The Allah, I've done your ibadah of worship, but I'm not enjoying myself because I'm a criminal, I'm a sinner. Allah is requesting one thing. You are my Rabb and I am your servant. You are my sustainer. You are the merciful. You brought me here, isn't it? Allah, you dragged me here. You enabled me. What shall I do? Allah, I've prayed to Allah. I couldn't do a good action. I couldn't worship in a nice way. Allah, forgive me, please forgive me. Allah, ha ha ha. What a beautiful statement. What a beautiful statement. Allah, I'm not worthy of praying. We, I've prayed salah, I'm big-headed, I've done dua. My salah is great, I pray so many salahs. Why are my salahs not accepted? Imagine a haughtiness. What does the wali Allah say? Allah, forgive me. Allah, my salah was a waste. Allah, what a great salah you allowed me to pray. I couldn't fulfill its rights. I couldn't do your tasbih properly. I couldn't praise you. I was drowned in sins. I was full of pride. Allah, I'm nothing, I'm a waster. The Quran, I recited whatever you allowed me to memorize, but it's just pride within me. Allah, just one cure, one way out. I can't do nothing. You're my Rabb, my sustainer, I'm your servant. Allah, I put my hands through. Allah, 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 please forgive me. Aha. All night long after praying salah, we stand and put our hands together, begging to Allah, pleading Allah, forgive me. This is what the Quran says, that those people who wake up in the morning, what do they do? What do they do? Bil ashar. Bil ashar. All night long they do ibadah, in the morning they ask Allah, they run, coming, begging, prostrating, crying. Is this the case? Person cries, doesn't he? Second action, what should a person do? Beg for forgiveness. Istighfar, Allah, I need, I'm pleading, begging for your forgiveness. Forgiveness, Allah, forgiveness, Allah, forgiveness, Allah. So what is the promise when a person, what does Allah promise about istighfar? Allah has promised that when my servant comes to me and requests forgiveness, forgiveness for his sins and errors and mistakes, and he says, Allah, forgive me, then Allah says, my method is what? That forgiveness, soon as he asks for forgiveness, then every request of his I accept, Allah says, subhanAllah. So what do you get for being grateful? Salah, your darajat, your rank and stage will increase. Qurb, nearness will come. When we ask Allah for istighfar, forgiveness, what will we get? The salah we prayed, the stamp of approval, Allah will say, I've accepted your salah. Stamp of approval, seal of approval. And such a salah when we've prayed, then will we leave with something or will we leave empty-handed, brothers? So much enjoyment in listening, then imagine when we do how much enjoyment there will be. Is anything lacking? Yes, we are lacking. Can we do it? We can do it though. We need to control our mindset, way of thinking, thought processes we need to control. Everything we leave, when you go to pray salah, I'm going to pray salah, alhamdulillah. I'm going to speak to Allah, meet Allah, observe Allah, salah. Full concentration should be on what? Say loudly. On who? On who? Salah. On what? Salah. Total 100% focus, concentration. Attention span. Salah. A to Z. I'm doing a great ibadah now. I need to meet Allah. I'm going to worship Allah. Prepare yourself mentally, spiritually. Pray to Allah. And do these two actions in parallel with salah. Other good deeds Allah allows you to do at the same time. Quran, tilawah, recitation, lead the salah. Pray salah. Other good deeds in between. But highlight these two things. Good deed. Don't be proud. Allah, I'm grateful to you. You are the one who's enabled me to do this, Allah. And the second action, forgiveness. Allah, how can I have done this action? This sadaqah, I don't know if there's pride in it. And haughtiness, Allah, seek forgiveness, beg for forgiveness. Maybe I've done this wrong. So you're grateful and you're pleading, begging for forgiveness at the same time. Inshallah. Great topic. These are snippets that I've earned through the company of the gathering, the sohbat of the walis of Allah. And I'm sharing with you. May Allah give me the tawfiq for this. And also for you all as well. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي أزواج أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وأسلمنا وجدنا خطونا أبدنا كل صالح لنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسرفت وما أعلنت وما أسرفت وما تعلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر ولا إله إلا أنت يا الله تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اس مبارک رات میں میرے مولا جبکہ محرم کے ایک بزے عظیم مہینے کی ابتدا ہے میرے مولا یہ بہت ہی بابرکت اسلامی مہینہ ہے یا کریم تو اس کی برکات میں نصیب فرما میرے مولا آج کے ذکر کی برکات ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ آج کی سرات کی برکت سے میرے مولا ہمارے تمام صغیرہ گناہوں کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے میرے مولا ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما, شیطانی نفس کے وسوسوں سے ہمیں دور فرما. اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل سے ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما, ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ مجمع میں جو بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, ہمارے گھروں میں جو بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما, جن لوگوں نے میرے مولا خاص طور پہ خاتون نے اپنی شفا کے لیے آپ ذات سے دعا کی التجا کی, اس خاص کے دعا فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو شفا کامل عاجلہ نصیب فرمائے. یا اللہ تمام مومن مومنات کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تو ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما, ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما, ہمارے قرضوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ جو بھی ہمارے گھریلو معاملات ہیں ان کو سہل کر دے, آسان کر دے ہم پہ. میرے مولا بہت سے معاملات ایسے ہوتے ہیں ہم کسی کے سامنے پیش نہیں کر سکتے. میرے مولا تو بہتر جانتا ہے ہماری حاجات کو, تجھ سے زیادہ کون جاننے والا. میرے مولا ہمارے تمام ظاہر پوشیدہ حاجات کو تو پورا فرما دے. یا کریم تو ہماری دین کو ہمارے لیے بہتر کر دے جس میں ہماری حفاظت ہے. اے میرے مولا تو ہماری دنیا کو بھی بہتر کر دے جس میں ہمارا گزران ہے. اے میرے مولا ہماری آخرت کو بھی بہتر کر دے جس میں ہم نے تیرے پاس جانا ہے. میرے مولا یا اللہ اپنے پیارے حبیب کے صدقے سے میرے مولا تو ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو آج کی رات قبول فرما. یا اللہ اس ذکر کو قبول فرما, اس مجلس کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ جو باتیں ہم نے سنی اور کہیں میرے مولا ان تمام باتوں پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں پکا نمازی بنا دے. یا اللہ ہمیں پکا نمازی بنا دے. یا اللہ ہمیں پکا نمازی بنا دے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ.